With a look at Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. No winner yet on sports trivia, by the way. The answer is a team out east. A team out east, most points given up by a team in a season in NFL history. What team was that did that this year? Give us a call, 641-456-0234. Well, Drake men's basketball's 28-game home court winning streak was snapped by Murray State yesterday. The Racers scored the final 7 points of the game in a 66-59 victory. The Bulldogs rallied from a 12-point deficit to take the lead with just over 2 minutes remaining.
Darren, lick your wounds. Let's get back to work and let's fight and let's see what we can do. It's still the same team that did a lot of good things, and we just... it's just one of those lulls. I mean, we've had times like this before. We've had times like this before. We've lost a couple games and even lost two home games in a row and then won the national title, and that team was pretty good. It is what it is. We need to fight. We need to keep fighting, keep competing, and keep trying to build this thing to where, we can be towards the top.
That's Drake coach Ben McCullum. Murray State shot 62% in the second half and made key shots down the stretch. With starting guard Isaiah Jackson sidelined with an injury, freshman Isaiah Howard stepped in and scored a season-high 13 points and added 6 rebounds.
We need to continue to develop some of that depth. Hopefully get Isaiah Jackson back here shortly and just keep playing bodies if we need to. If we need to adjust our offense, then we'll have to do that, which we did late, and I thought it helped us a little bit. So we just need to keep fighting. That's what we got to do.
And it was Drake's second straight loss after a 12-0 start, so the Bulldogs are 12-2. To women's basketball, where Kayleen Smickley scored 26 points, and number 8 Maryland held off a late rally by the number 23 Iowa women to win yesterday, 74-66. 8 of their first 11 field goals by Maryland were 3-pointers. Iowa got within 5 points twice in the second half, the last time at 71-66 with 45 seconds left before Maryland finished with the win. Jeanne Sellers had 17 points, and Bree McDaniel added 13 for Maryland. Lucy Olson led Iowa with 19 points, and Sydney Folter scored 12 points. It was a special day for the Hawkeyes as former coach Lisa Bluder, the program's all-time wins leader who retired in May, was honored at halftime. Iowa women are now 12-3, 2-2 in the Big Ten. They'll be at Illinois coming up on Thursday. Utah connected on 13 three-pointers, and Maya Torrey finished with 24 points, including 4-6 shooting from long distance, as the Utes of Utah defeated the Iowa State women 75-67 on Sunday, as aired here on KLMJ. Audie Crooks went over the 1,000 career point mark for the Cyclones in the loss, scoring a game-high 29 points, but it was not enough as the loss snapped Iowa State's 12-game home winning streak. Utah, again, with the victory yesterday. Audie Crooks, again, 29 points. Emily Ryan with 18. And Iowa State women are now 10-6, 1-2 in the Big 12. They'll be at Arizona State on Wednesday, a game that will be aired here on KLMJ. The 10th-rated Northern Iowa men's wrestling team brought the heat to the McLeod Center yesterday afternoon and knocked off numbered 4 Nebraska on the mat in a non-conference duel, 24-9. It was the Panthers' first win over the Cornhuskers in dual action since 1991. Northern Iowa's big win marked the first victory over the Cornhuskers in 34 years, as well as its first top 5 ranked win since beating number 3 Ohio State in the 2022 collegiate duels. The Panthers picked up 4 individual wins over our top 5 ranked opponents, which began with a stunning win for number 31 Trevor Anderson at 125 over 5th ranked and returning All-American Caleb Smith, Kale Hoppel at 141, Ryder Downey at 157, and Parker Kikaisen at 184 also picked up top 5 wins. The Panthers returned to the mat, hosting the National Wrestling Coaches Association National Multi-Divisional Dual Meet Championships. That'll be inside the Unidome coming up January 10th through the 11th, so that's this Friday and Saturday. Taking a look at some other college sports from over the weekend on the scorecard, how about the Ellsworth College women's basketball team? They are 12-1 with a 79-70 win over Marshalltown Community College, a conference win 55-50, the Ellsworth women. The Ellsworth men also victorious. They're having a very good season. Once again, after their national tournament appearance a year ago, they defeated Madison College 79-72. Other action from Saturday included Northern Iowa falling to Valparaiso 80-73, and men's hoops, Wartburg defeated Simpson 82-70, and NIAC fell to DMAC 96-80. The NIAC women fell to DMAC 81-61. The Wartburg women defeated Simpson 61-49, and the Northern Iowa women defeated UIC 75-64, while the Drake women routed Valparaiso 82-64. The Iowa Falls All In Boys Cadet Wrestling Team had five place winners at Saturday's Osage Wrestling Tournament. The team placed 13th. Colby Hansen, though, was the team's highest placing winner at third after losing the first round. Hansen won his next five matches, including two falls and a 6-0 decision in the third place bout. And other results from RadioOnTheGo.com from wrestling over the weekend. There was some girls wrestling. The Denver tournament, AGWSR, placed 15th. Waverly Shellrock was the winner there. And Brooklyn Simmons, or Simons, that is, fifth place at 170 for the Cougars of AGWSR girls wrestling. Denver Miller was sixth place in that one on Saturday. The boys wrestling dual team rankings are out. This is the first one by the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and this will be used to determine postseason qualification. In 1A, Al Burnett and Don Bosco are 1 and 2. Jessup is 4th, Osage 6th, Nashua Plainfield 7th, Denver is 8th, Lake Mills is 9th, and Central Springs 21st. In Class 2A, Williamsburg is number 1, Algona number 2, with Clarion Goldfield Dows number 4, Humboldt 7th, and Hampton Dumont Cal is number 19 in the association dual team boys wrestling rankings. And Southeast Polk is number 1 in 3A. You can view the full rankings online at RadioOnTheGo.com. The Hampton Dumont Cal basketball team is hosting North Butler for a non-conference doubleheader tonight. It'll be the 2025 opener for each team. The number 13 Bulldog girls will return to action after undefeated 2024 portion of the schedule. Head coach Miranda Stafford talks about how HD Cal's girls can continue to improve into the new year.
Getting some points off of turnovers and creating easy baskets for us is going to be a big deal on the offensive end. So just sharing the basketball, continuing to box out and rebound and limit people's second shots is another big deal going into January. You know, we have a rotation of 8 kids playing right now. And as long as kids continue to know their role when they come in and do their job, and we stay consistent on the offensive end, sharing the basketball and different kids stepping up, that makes us hard to guard.
North Butler comes in 1-5. They've lost 5 straight since the season-opening win. Head coach Jordan Knowles views the matchup with the Bulldogs as a growing opportunity for North Butler.
We wanted to get back to playing this game because it's close to us, and it's good for us to get out and see those right away. And I guess you could look at it two ways. If we, you know, if we get beaten, our girls get, you know, down on themselves, it could be a tough rest of the year. But I don't see it that way. We know it's a 3A team, a really experienced team. And we can go out there and get a lot of learning experience out of this game. Whether we win or lose, you know, we want to look to compete. But really, yeah, we're looking to use that as an opportunity to grow and learn from it.
The boys' game will feature a battle of 1-5 teams. Hampton Dumont Cal has lost 4 straight, and North Butler has lost 3 straight. The winner will earn its second win of the season in the first game of a 3-game week. The doubleheader starts at 6:15 p.m. tonight in Hampton. The West Fork girls and boys basketball teams will play the first of back-to-back Top of Iowa East matchups when they host Osage for a doubleheader tonight in Sheffield. The Warhawks will have a quick turnaround as they play then at North Butler tomorrow. The West Fork girls come in at 6-2. West Fork head coach Rodney Huber talks about using experience to their advantage and continuing to bring their A game.
Pretty young team, especially teams that aren't very experienced. They have a tough time going against some of the stuff that we show them, especially when they haven't played against it in the past. So I think that'll give them some problems. Play a lot of zone. They can get hot from times, and they got a pretty decent post player down low. So we got to bring our A game for sure. All the conference, you know, games is a little bit different level because the coaches are a little bit more familiar with each other and things like that. Can't overlook anybody. We just got to keep playing at a high level, high effort, all that type of stuff.
The Osage girls come in at 3-4. On the boys' side, the West Fork has a 3-3 record, 2-1 in conference play. Warhawk head coach Abe Mask talks about playing a back-to-back schedule and further developing depth for his Warhawks.
Knowing that the bulk of our games are in the second half of the season, we know we're going to have a lot of back-to-back games. I think our depth and our conditioning that we go through in practice has really played a positive role for us. So I think we're primed and ready. And that's what we're really trying to work on, is really building that deep bench and get the kids to see the importance of their role and to step up when needed.
And the Osage boys have a good season going. They are 6-1, winners of 6 straight. Action begins in Sheffield tonight. Osage at West Fork at 6:15 for that doubleheader. Also tonight in area action, it's Roland Story at Iowa Falls Alden for girls and boys Monday hoops. here, and Jessup is at South Hardin for girls and boys play. Also tonight, boys basketball for Clarion Goldfield Dalles. They are Garner, Hayfield, Ventura, and girls only for Dyke New Hartford at number 8 Waverly Shell Rock this evening, and some wrestling APGC at the Osage Dual Tournament for girls wrestling this evening. That's a look at Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.